And good month. No, Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah. You did. Appreciate it. Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. And we got a great show to get you back back in the zone a little bit. I got to admit, it's going to take a little bit for me to kind of get back in the zone and get back to get back to the correct mindset, being back home for a little bit. Always tough to leave the niece. But we got a good show. We're going to talk about Taste of the Ville to start things out with. A little bit later, we'll have Linda Mays from the Yaggaville Business Association. She's going to call in on the second segment and talk some more about the Taste of the Ville and just some general Aggieville matters. Last half hour, we'll have Phil Anderson and Joanne Sutton with Manhattan Housing Authority. But right now, I got in studio Patsy Brand. Good morning.
Good morning, Brady. How are you?
I'm good. Like I said, just trying to get back in that zone a little bit. It might take a day.
It is Tuesday.
So everybody's got to bear with me.
It is Tuesday.
Everybody needs to bear with me today before I get back in the, I'm back in Manhattan sort of line of thought.
Gotcha.
But we got the Taste of the Ville coming up. It's going to be Saturday, June 9th, 2018, 4 to 6 p.m., and it's the seventh year for Taste of the Ville.
It is. Taste of the Ville started as a fundraising idea for our organization, which is PEO, and we are one of eight chapters of that women's organization here in Manhattan. And the Aggieville Business Association just jumped on the opportunity with us when we suggested this. It's essentially a tasting tour of Aggieville, and it presents Aggieville in a little different light for the community because you get to see the all the different food that's offered down there and kind of get into the Aggieville venues in the afternoon when it's a little different crowd. So it's been a great fundraising event for us, and we appreciate the support from all the merchants in Aggieville.
You were telling me before we came on air that there are, you said, seven or eight different PEO chapters.
There are eight.
Eight
different chapters, and PEO is an international organization for women. It's a philanthropic organization that supports educational opportunities for women. And so our focus is to raise money that goes directly into grants and scholarships and loans for women in higher education at all different stages of their lives.
And very important, I know my predecessor, Kathy Dawes, is always very heavily involved in the local PEO and always talks about all the great things that they do. And when it comes to that sort of support, is it a support of just like right before school starts, or is this kind of just an all-year-round sort of thing as far as the assistance that PEO is providing?
Well, here's the really great thing that I appreciate about PEO is that we touch women's lives at different stages, as I said. We have scholarships for young girls coming out of high school that they can apply for. We also have grants and loans for women that are at maybe a turning point in their life where they had not been able to complete their education. And as we know, in women's lives particularly, things can change and you have to take some time off for perhaps family or financial problems. And so we provide some loans and grants for women to go back and complete their education at maybe for the last 2 years they need a training program or to finish a bachelor's degree. So all sorts of different opportunities through PEO for women to get into higher education and move on in their lives.
Brady Bowman here with Patsy Brandt talking about the Taste of the Ville, one of the big fundraisers for PEO and in its seventh year. And I'm sure this has probably been one of the biggest fundraisers for you during the year?
Oh, it is. This is our big fundraiser. And as I mentioned, the Aggieville Business Association, all of these restaurants, and we have about 20 restaurants each year that participate, they donate their food. And we have really almost no overhead on this. So the money, the $15 ticket price that we charge, which hasn't changed in 7 years, all of that money goes to our foundation to provide these loans and grants, you know, for women to continue in school. So it's really a great partnership for us.
And that's a lot of bang for your buck.
It is a big bang for our buck. And that's why we kind of keep the publicity piece of it low. We don't buy a lot of advertising, that type of thing, because we do want to, what money we make, we want it to go directly to the women that need it.
And what type of tasting are we going to experience here? Are we just kind of some sample type sizes of things? And I'm sure Aggieville has a lot of great different foods you can try out.
They do. And when you buy a ticket, which, by the way, the tickets are at Hair Experts, the salon right by Aggieville. They're selling them all day. And then we're also selling tickets outside Rally House this Thursday and Friday. So those are two easy ways to get your tickets. But all the different restaurants and bars that participate, it's a wide variety of things. The fun thing is you get a ticket, and your ticket is your pass for your tour through Aggieville. You can start at any point that you want at any restaurant. And you'll have anything from, well, you could have an entree from somewhere that's a tasting size, but sometimes they're a little bit large, and all the way to desserts. And some of the restaurants also offer some of their specialty drinks and anything new that they want to try. People come through by the end of the 2 hours. They bring us their ticket and they say, I really want to sample this, but I'm so full. So you do get a lot of food.
So have an empty stomach before you check this out is probably the lesson to be learned here.
That would be a good idea.
And what's kind of been the big discoveries of this event over the years? Maybe some things you've learned. This is year seven. Thinking back to year one when it first started, I'm sure there's been some things learned.
Oh, sure. We've learned and kind of smoothed out the process. But I think what we've really learned is that this is an event that people look forward to, that they can, you can bring your neighbors with you. We have people that bring their children and pull a wagon around with the kids. We have people that come on a date night, kind of, and, folks from Fort Riley. It's just a real mix of the community, and they all enjoy seeing each other. Some people even have made it an annual event, and it's almost like a challenge that they're going to get all the way through to all 20 or 21 restaurants, have a sample of everything, and have their card checked off. They say, I'm so full, but just check my card, because they save their ticket from year to year.
In rain or shine.
Rain or shine. Event. Yep. Rain doesn't hurt us, although we've been really lucky. We've had a little bit of rain prior to it some years, and then the rainbow came out, and we were ready to go. So, but rain or shine, it doesn't matter.
Let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour, and should have Linda Mays with the Aggieville Business Association, who will join the conversation with us and talk about Taste of the Ville and maybe just give us a few updates on Aggieville. There's definitely some changes on the horizon. More in focus right here on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home